And now this is a dictation. For Kathleen, Kathleen Russell, RUSSELL, July 2848. Address as a letter to Dr. McCannon, MCCONNON, 953-5320. Dear Dr. McCannon, a follow-up for Mrs. Russell, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, and CHF, last visit in March. Comes accompanied with family member, fatigue, tired, sleepy all the time, on oxygen 24 hours, follows THF clinic Jennifer Garcia, on diuretic salt fluid restriction, visiting nurses at least once a month, uses nebulizer for COPD, presently no edema, has chronic ischemic changes, peripheral vascular disease, legs and feet, denies vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation or bleeding, there is no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, has gained few pounds, appetite poor, oxygen 2 liters, no purulent material hemoptysis, denied chest pain palpitation, no syncope, uses a cane and a walker, other review system is negative. Present dose of Bumex, 2 days in a row, 1.5 milligrams, the third day, 1 milligram, and she start all over. At home, her weight actually is down from 150 to 146, and blood pressure in the 110s to 120s over 60s. I want to highlight the Plavix, cholesterol treatment, diabetes, Bumex metoprolol, weight is 157 here in the office, blood pressure 142/90 on the left, chronically ill, RALS on basis, primarily left-sided, decrease on the breast sound, decrease on the right side without dullness, has a pacemaker on the left side, questions and degree of ascites, severe livedo, L-I-V-E-D-O, lower extremities, as well as ischemic changes on the toes, and no gangrene or ulcers, and no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, creatinine is stable, 1.64 for a GFR of 32, a stage 3B. Normal electrolyte, mild metabolic alkalosis, low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, elevated PTH 127, anemia 12.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, no indication for dialysis. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, down to 33, back in March of this year, with enlargement of atria. With moderate mitral regurgitation, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, and moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen in 24 hours, a combination of COPD and CHF. Next number, extensive peripheral vascular disease based on physical exam. Next number, pacemaker defibrillator. Next number, prior stents, coronary artery disease stents. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, right-sided carotid angioplasty. Next paragraph, comments. Most of her symptoms are related to her heart, lungs, and extensive vascular disease. Despite this, kidney function remains stable and there is no indication for dialysis. Prior imaging do not show obstruction or gross urinary retention. Condition overall is guarded. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months. End of dictation.